WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll from Hurricane Milton now stands at 16. Power outages, more than 2.5 million. ABC's Jacqueline Lee with more on those who made it out of the storm but were stunned by the destruction.
Milton triggering at least 38 reported tornadoes and the most tornado warnings in a single day ever for Florida.
Heavy amounts of wind, very, very, very gusty.
Christy Austin lives on the 8th floor of her apartment building.
It was horrifying. Sounded like waves hitting our windows.
Across from her apartment, Tropicana Field, home to the Tampa Bay Rays, the stadium roof shredded. It had just been filled with cots as a shelter for 10,000 emergency workers.
Rescue workers searching through the rubble of a collapsed building in central Beirut. 22 people killed in an Israeli airstrike. One person was killed, a dozen trapped 1,000 feet below ground when the elevator on a tourist excursion into a gold mine malfunctioned in Colorado. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing $93 million in rural Wisconsin. Funding will go to the Rural Energy for America program for 21 solar, wind, or geothermal or small-scale hydropower projects and for solar array projects in La Crosse and Dane counties. Many office jobs are no longer going to be in an office. UW-Madison business professor Iris Muris says work-from-home jobs will remain part of the economy long past the pandemic. That's because many businesses took the chance during COVID to get rid of office buildings to cut overhead. And the final four for the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin Award have been announced. The four products are John Deere's X739 Riding Mower, Jolly Good Soda, Vulture Systems' Revo Ice Fishing Sensor, and Metalcraft Mint Military Medals and Insignia. Vote for your favorite today at madeinwis.com.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
One more summer-like day before fall kicks in. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some sprinkles, 64. On Sunday, partly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high of only 58. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:06 on Friday morning. Hey, that means the weekend is almost here, but we have some fun coming up this morning. If you'd like a chance to win tickets to see Jackal at the Crystal Grand, you need to text me now, 608-355-9970, or use a free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on Max FM, and text Northern Lights. That is our key phrase to win those tickets. I'll be picking winners later on this morning. Also, if you have a birthday or anniversary, text those in as well. Here's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer on Max FM.
Thank you. 99.7 Max FM.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah,
am I original?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant's back with you this morning, 7:14 on Friday morning. All right, I am a little tired, admittedly, today because guess what? We stayed up past our bedtime last night. And, you know, we'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk about this wonderful weather forecast for today. Today, we're looking at mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy, a low of 43. On Saturday, we do have a chance of late afternoon showers, partly sunny with a high of 64. On Sunday, shower chances, partly sunny, a high of 58. Now, Sunday night, we do have a chance of patchy frost because we're going to have lows right around 35 degrees. Looking ahead to next week, we are expecting a hard frost that is going to happen Monday night. Right now, I'm forecasting a low of 28 degrees on Monday night. If that does happen, that means we will have widespread frost and that will be the end of the growing season. Looking at a repeat of that on Tuesday night as well. And it'll warm back up as we get into the rest of the week next week. So we're looking at highs in the high 50s to 60s by Wednesday. But frost definitely Sunday night, for sure, Monday night and Tuesday night. So if you have any outdoor plants or anything out there that you need to take care of from a gardening standpoint, going to want to get that taken care of, because those things will not make it through that frost Monday night if those temps do hold true. Currently, we're about 60 degrees. As I mentioned, we're a little bit tired in our world today because we did stay up past our bedtime last night. That sometimes does happen. You know, it's one of those things. Wendy and I were sitting down watching a TV and we were chatting with one of our friends, and then the discussion came up of the Northern Lights. They were amazing last night, to say the least. We did go out and we did chase those last night because that's what we do instead of sleeping. You know, just what we figured was a good idea at that point in time. So as we got out there, we were in awe of the beauty in the sky last night, as my wife so finely put it last night, because they were absolutely amazing. If you go over to the Max FM Facebook page, you'll get one of the cool shots that we got last night just outside of Baraboo. I mean, we were very fortunate to find some spots that were dark just outside of Baraboo last night and get some pretty cool shots. I was excited about that. It's the second time I've seen them this year. Earlier this summer was the first time I ever saw them, and it was always something on my list of things to do, right up with getting to a Packer game, of course. But this was just amazing last night. The beauty of this was kind of neat. We took a bunch of pictures. I did post one of them to the Max FM Facebook page last night. I have a bunch more that I need to sort through, to say the least, because there's so many of them. And we went to about three different locations last night to take a couple of photo shoots of them. And so now today's project, at some point, we'll be sorting through some of those and just figure out which ones are the best. And then also quite possibly maybe even get a print made of one of them, because I'm very happy that we got out. So if you go over to the Max FM Facebook page, you will see one of them from last night. And on my personal Facebook page, you'll see some as well. So we had a great time with that last night, and it was just a good thing to get out and do. Weather was absolutely perfect for that from a standpoint of skies and so forth. The only thing I will say is it was a little bit chilly because, you know, I had shorts on. Still not quite sure what I was thinking there. I know what I was thinking. I want to get out and get the pictures taken. That's exactly what I was thinking. As a reminder, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you do have a birthday or anniversary that you're celebrating, please text those into us. Our text line is 608-355-9970. I know that we have one that is just a huge anniversary. It's a momentous occasion. And then there's another important one that I'm trying to remember. It's kind of in the back of my mind. There's another important one today, but that'll come to me. So if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in. Also, if you want a chance to see Jackal this Saturday at the Crystal Grand Music Theater, you need to text in as well. You need to text in the phrase Northern Lights. I'm going to pick a winner sometime before 8:30 this morning for those tickets. That's at Crystal Grand this Saturday. Doors open at 7 o'clock. You just need to text in Northern Lights. That's our phrase of the hour today. We will take a winner to see that show. It will be fantastic. Again, text line 608-355-9970. Or you can text from the free Civic Media app, look for Max Mouse, and tap on Max FM and click the text button at the middle of your screen at the bottom there and text in Northern Lights for your chance to win. Now, they say the best way to indulge in a healthy weight is eat foods that make you want more, but don't actually eat more. That said, some foods come back to bite you if you eat too much. There's an online list of foods that are delicious in small amounts, but not so good in big amounts. And some of them, I will say, are very debatable. I'm going to work my way up from the bottom of the list. Number 20 was cheese, and I'm not sure where that came from, but probably not anyone in Wisconsin. Number 19 was Arby's beef and cheddar. Number 18, eggnog. Number 17, oysters. We also have Vienna sausages on the list. Mayonnaise. Number 13 on the list of foods that are delicious in small amounts, but gross in big amounts, is butter. Someone says a little on toast is heaven, but if you slather too much on anything, it goes from delicious to why did I do this real fast? Now, the exception would be my brother-in-law, Kurt, because, you know, he'll eat a half a stick of butter on almost anything. And so, yeah, we're not so sure about him some days. Well, he also considers the ribs from a convenience store or gas station as a great meal as well. So we'll leave it at that. Number 12 is pancakes. Number 11 is truffle. Number 10 is honey. Number 9 is marshmallows. Number 8 is cotton candy. Again, our list is the delicious foods in small amounts, but not so good in big amounts. Number 7, this one gets debated this time of year, is candy corn. Someone recommends 3 or 4 corns per year. And number 6, you know, we're not in this season yet, but Cadbury cream eggs. Someone recommends 1 per year. Number 5 is wasabi. Number 4 is sesame oil. Number 3 is frosting. I can get that. A little bit of frosting is good. Too much of it is not so good. Number 2 is cereal. Someone said the first bowl of cereal makes you want a second bowl. The second bowl makes you realize you didn't want a second bowl and you just want that first bowl all over again. And number 1 on our list of foods that are delicious in small amounts but not so good in big amounts is cheesecake. But one dissenter says, I've never in my life regretted eating too much cheesecake. I get it. Too much cheesecake, definitely not a good thing. I can definitely agree with that. And I do like cheesecake, but I don't like eating a lot of it in one sitting. So I get that. I kind of laugh. Whipped cream was not on this list. I remember we were having a holiday event and my lovely wife was trying to eat some of the whipped cream right out of the jar. And my father-in-law and I were definitely helping her with that. We have a great picture of that. I don't know that she's ever looked at that the same after that. So yeah, everything in moderation. That's the important part of food. That's what it's going to come down to. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us today. Text line is 608-355-9970. You can also go over to the free Civic Media app, tap on Maximals, click the text button at the bottom of your screen and text those in. And that's also important if you want a chance to win tickets to see Jackal at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. That show is this Saturday. Tickets are the doors open at 7 p.m. and the show is going to start right around 8 p.m. You just need to text in the phrase Northern Lights for your chance to win a pair of Jackal tickets. If you do win those tickets, we will put those outside the door of our studio in an envelope with your name on them. We know with the road construction going on, it's not real easy getting in and out of there, so we make it real easy for you, and we want to make sure you get your tickets. So again, if you do win those tickets, we will put those right outside the door for you today. So, you know, again, it's birthday and anniversary day. We'll go through our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. I just feel like there's an important one today. I don't know. I'll have to figure out what that is. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Is more music mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab 2 large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for Parktoberfest. This 4th annual event will be happening at the Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This is on Saturday, October 12th from 4 until 9 p.m. Beer Garden will be running during that time. There'll be a meat raffle at 8:30. Food trucks from 4 until 9 as well. Kids games from 4 until 7 p.m. And then live music by Lights Out Band. That's going to be from 5 until 8:30. Again, this 4th annual Parktoberfest will be taking place on Saturday, October 12th, 4 until 9 p.m. at the new Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. And join the Portage Fire and Police Departments for their 35th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This also takes place on Saturday the 12th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also on Saturday, October 12th, the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting a volunteer work day. You can find all the details by visiting the Facebook page of Friends of Devil's Lake. This will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Again, detail with all the description of the activities as well as the location to meet will be found on Facebook.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the 4th time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes REMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Maximum hits.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Coming up, we have an interview with Rhonda from the Cab Theater. Here is George Harrison on Max FM.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money. It's gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time, to do it right, child. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. My mind set on you. And this time I know it's real. The feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. I got my mind set on you. Set on you. I got my mind set. It's gonna take money, whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time.
Seven Max FM. Dave Grant joined by Rhonda. Rhonda, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dave?
I am doing great. Thank you for joining us today. Rhonda is with Cab Theater. What is Cab Theater all about, Rhonda?
Well, Cab Theater is the Creative Alliance of Baraboo. We've been around for over a decade in the area, and one of the main projects I work on, I'm vice president on the board of directors, and I also work on locally written plays and bringing them to life. We kind of do these play compilations, I guess is what you'd call it, every Halloween. And this is actually our Macabre 12. This is the 12th locally written Halloween play that we've put together with Cab Theater. And I've actually been involved in 11 of them. So I know the drill.
Wow, 12 of them. And what is this play about, Rhonda?
It's about a lot of different Halloween themes. There are actually 8 different plays, and we have some audience interaction things. We're going to be doing some Halloween trivia this year, so that'll be kind of fun. But they're locally written plays about everything from a very sad scarecrow to psychotic episode of a family to a bat family. You just never know what you're going to get with Macabre.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And when is this play and where is it going to be?
It's going to be held at Circus World Museum on that little stage there. And it is next Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th. Tickets are available at the door for just $7. And it starts at 7 p.m. We thought that'd be an easy way to link those two together. 7 p.m., $7.
Wow, that is so easy. And that's right over at Circus World Museum on Friday and Saturday. And that's which dates again? I want to give the specific dates, of course.
Sure.
Friday the
18th and Saturday the 19th.
Sounds good. And you got to get your tickets at the door. You can't get them ahead of time, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so $7 at the door at Circus World. That is going to be a great show, Rhonda. And you guys have been doing this for 12 years, and I know a lot of work goes into putting on these types of productions. How long does those play last?
Oh, that's a great question. About an hour and 15 minutes or so. We do have an intermission in between, and we will have some refreshments available for sale.
Fantastic. And is this kid-friendly as well?
It is. We do say, because of a little bit of strong language and adult themes, and there are some things that can be a little scary. We pretty much say PG-13 rating.
Okay, fantastic. So that is next Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at Circus World Museum. Rhonda, is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that if you come in costume, it adds to the fun.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Do you have a Facebook page or a website if people do want more information to look at this?
We do. You can look up Cab Theater on Facebook. Our website is being kind of redone, so the best way to find us is through social media on Facebook.
Fantastic. So go look for Cab Theater on Facebook. It sounds like a great play, Rhonda. Thank you so much for joining us today. And as they say, break a leg.
Thank you.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Week 6 of the NFL season kicked off last night. It saw San Francisco march into Seattle and knock off the Seahawks 36-24. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Niners rushing for 228 yards, 99 of which coming from former Badger Isaac Garendo. Packers get a good home test on Sunday when they host the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona comes into the matchup as the fourth-ranked rush offense in the league. The Packers rank in the bottom third in run defense. Jets offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett has been demoted, losing the play calling duties in New York. Interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich has handed those duties over to Jets quarterbacks coach Todd Downing instead. Football Badgers return to Big Ten action tomorrow, facing Rutgers. That one kicks at 11 a.m. in Piscataway on BTN. Bucks fell to the Lakers 107-102 in exhibition play at Fiserv. Bobby Portis had 23. Giannis added 20 in the loss. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
One more summer-like day before fall kicks in. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some sprinkles, 64. On Sunday, partly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high of only 58. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 740 on Friday morning. As a reminder, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now. We will be talking about those shortly. Also, you still have a chance to win to see Jackal this Saturday. Crystal Grand, you just need to text in Northern Lights for your chance to win. Here is U2 on Max FM.
I'm
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Last chance to get those birthdays or anniversaries in. You need to text those in now. We'll be talking about those next. Also, your chance to win tickets to see Jackal. Just text in Northern Lights for your chance to win. Here are the Rolling Stones. Start Me Up on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:48 a.m. on Friday morning. Hey, the weekend is almost here. As a reminder, this is your last chance. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary and know someone that it is, please text those in now. It is 608-355-9970. We're going to talk about those in just a moment after our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. Also, you still have a chance to win tickets to see Jackal at the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend. You just need to text in Northern Lights for your chance to win a pair of those tickets. I will notify the winner after 8:30 this morning, so please text those in with birthdays and anniversaries. I'm going to go through our celebrity birthday list today. I'm not going to get all of them because it is a weekend list and it's a rather long list. Today's birthdays are Cardi B is 32, Michelle Wie is 35, she's an LPGA golfer who retired with $6.8 million in career earnings. Again, she's 35 today. Bradley James is 41. He's Arthur Pendragon on Merlin, and he was also Damien Thorne on Annie's Damien series. And then we have Claudia Black is 52. She's Vala on Stargate SG-1. Constance Zimmer is 54. Quinn on Lifetime's Unreal. And she was also Janine Storsky on House of Cards. That was
Something to see there, Stephanie. Stephen Moyer's 55 Vampire and Bill Compton's True Blood, and Mutant Dad on Reed Strucker, The Gifted. And then we have Leanie James, 59. Sean Patrick Flannery's 59. Powder Young, Indiana Jones, and Connor McManus in the Boondock Saints. Joan Kuzik is 62. Former Saturday Night cast member Sheila Gallagher. I can't talk today. Sheila Gallagher on Shameless. And the voice of Jesse in the Toy Story movies. And if you remember 16 Candles, she was the girl that was in the neck brace. So there you go. Before, that's where she got her start. Steve Young is 63. Retired 49ers quarterback. MVP of Super Bowl 29. David Morris is 71 today. Brutal in the Green Mile. And Major Baxter in The Rock. Daryl Hall is 78 years old today. We know him from Hall and Oates. So those are today's birthdays. I'm going to get over to Saturday's birthdays super quick, and then we'll look at Sunday's as well. On Saturday, Darcy Lynn Farmer is 20. She's a ventriloquist singer who won America's Got Talent when she was 12. We also saw her at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells. Joan Hutchinson is 32. Pete in The Hunger Games. Caleb Scott is 36. You Are the Reason and Dancing on My Own. Tony Cavallaro is 41. He got Jack Black's role in the School Rock TV series. We have Marion Jones, 49, the track and field athlete. Also admitted steroid injector. Kirk Cameron is 54. We remember him as Mike Seaver on Growing Pains. Hugh Jackman is 56. Carlos Bernard is 62. Remember him as Tony Almeida on the series 24. And then we have Lynn Shane. She is 81. She's Elsie in the Insidious movies. And Sam Moore tomorrow will be 89. Hall of Famer, R&B legend, and Sam of Sam and Dave. We'll go look at our Sunday birthdays. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now. We'll be talking about those in just a moment. I see our text line lighting up, so I'm going to make sure we don't miss any of those today. All right, so we're going to, that's someone entering our contest for the Jackal tickets. Again, Northern Lights is at key code. Birthdays on Sunday, Caleb McCollin is 23, Lucas on Stranger Things. AOC is 35, Ashanti is 44, R&B singer. We have Raitt Atkins, 55, country singer whose son goes by the name Thomas Raitt. And then let's see, Nancy Kerrigan is 55. She wanted to be an Olympus gold medalist, but that turned out to not go so well. We know how that happened. Tisha Campbell is 56. She's Gina on Martin. Kate Walsh is 57 on Sunday. Addison on Grey's Anatomy. Christopher Judge is 60. A lot of football players today. Jerry Rice is 62, NFL legend. Marie Osmond is 65. Chris Carter is 68, the creator of X-Files. John Cord Foley is 76. We have Sammy Hager, 77 years old. Desmond Wilson will be 78 on Sunday. And rounding out our celebrity birthdays on Sunday, Paul Simon is going to be 83 years old. So those are our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. We also have some local birthdays and anniversaries. I think there's an important one I better not forget about as well there. And, thank you, Corey Hartman, for messaging me that as well. So Corey's keeping on track of me today, apparently, as well. So local birthdays. Autumn Elliott is having a birthday today. Happy birthday to Autumn. And now a big anniversary. My father-in-law and mother-in-law, Tom and Beverly, are celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary. That is a milestone. So, Beverly and Tom, happy 55th wedding anniversary. If you see them out and about today, please wish them a happy anniversary. 55 years, that's a huge milestone. Oh, and I almost forgot about another one. It is Wendy and my 27th wedding anniversary today. So happy anniversary to my favorite wife, Wendy. You're an awesome person. You put up with me for almost 30 years now. So yes, happy anniversary to my lovely wife, Wendy. So in honor of our wedding anniversary, I'm going to play the song that we first danced to. That'll be coming up next. Yes, it is a Tootsie Roll for anyone that's curious. So for everyone else that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary to you. I hope everyone has a fantastic birthday or anniversary.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe, vaccines are effective, and vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at a quality float spa in Lake Delton. Feeling the pressure of life's demands? Let it go and float your worries away. A quality float spa offers a unique experience designed to reduce inflammation, relieve stress, and ease pain. Enjoy a private pod filled with salt water and relax to soothing music or peaceful silence. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $90 float gift certificates for just $45. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Oh, it's going on 7:57 on Friday, October 11th. So, as promised, a couple of big anniversaries today. Again, happy anniversary to Tom and Beverly Teed. They're my father and mother-in-law. 55 years of being married. Wendy and I are celebrating 27 years together. And I'm going to play the Tootsie Roll because that is the song we first danced to right here on Max FM. Yeah.